Stay tuned after the show for a message from Morgan Stanley.
Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The presidential inauguration is 69 days from today, and we know surprisingly little about how it will all unfold. So with the help of John Bresnahan, we have some details for you. This inauguration, January 20th, 2021, will be different than any inauguration in history. Senator Roy Blunt, the Republican from Missouri, is chairing the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies. He held a meeting Thursday morning with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, the ranking Democrat on the Rules Panel, to discuss the details. This group is the JCCIC. Typically, the bulk of the inaugural details would be handled by staffers, while lawmakers jockeying to get friends and supporters tickets to the inaugural balls. But, of course, these are far from normal times, and the lawmakers themselves must figure out how to safely stage an event that includes the world's most powerful people and hundreds of thousands of spectators in the middle of this pandemic.
To start, this event will be smaller than previous inaugurations, but by how much we don't know. Maria Lohmeyer, a former aide to John Boehner who helped run the 2016 inauguration, has been brought in to help run the January event. She presented different scenarios to lawmakers in the Thursday meeting. They discussed masks, testing, and spacing. They also spoke about mandatory testing for anyone on the podium near Joe Biden. Also at issue, where to hold the traditional inauguration lunch. The POTUS VP lunch is typically in Statuary Hall. They may move it to Emancipation Hall in the Capitol Visitor Center for more space. Ron Klain, the incoming chief of staff to Joe Biden, told Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC last night that Biden has spoken to some Republican senators and governors, but McConnell and Biden still have not connected. There will be a time and place for Joe Biden and Senator McConnell to talk, Klain said.
Former President Barack Obama told Scott Pelley of CBS's 60 Minutes that Republicans going along with Trump's baseless claims of widespread election fraud are dangerous. I'm more troubled by the fact that other Republican officials who clearly know better are going along with this, are humoring him in this fashion, Obama said. It is one more step in delegitimizing not just the incoming Biden administration, but democracy generally, and that's a dangerous path. Breaking overnight, China has now congratulated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on their victory. The New York Times has a White House memo out looking at how Trump continues to float improbable survival scenarios as he ponders his future. And the Post has a look at how the president is in hiding, stewing over the election while mostly ignoring the public duties of the office. And here's what's driving today. Speaker Nancy Pelosi will hold her weekly news conference at 10:45 a.m. And if you're looking for new members, they'll be in town today, heading to a briefing in the CVC auditorium at 11 a.m.
On the transition front, Lara Seligman reports that Biden's team has reached out to former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis for help on the transition. The Wall Street Journal has a look at how Biden's penchant for bold stimulus is going to test his deal-making skills with the new makeup of Congress and the political environment. The Boston Globe has a profile on Jen O'Malley Dillon, the first woman to run a successful Democratic presidential campaign. The Post is reporting that the purge is continuing, with two senior Homeland Security officials forced out as the White House firings widen. Our colleagues Sarah Ferris, Heather Cagle, and Ali Mutnick have an inside look at the House Dems' post-election reckoning, with more members frustrated with the DCCC and its messaging and how it failed to heed the warnings of most of its vulnerable members.
And Tim Alberta has another story on Elisa Slotkin and how she's bracing for a Democratic civil war. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will receive an update on Operation Warp Speed at noon in the Oval Office. Biden and Kamala Harris will meet with transition advisors. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Morgan Stanley is committed to giving back and to fostering meaningful dialogue among people and communities. See how Morgan Stanley, through demonstrating its core values, is giving back to the communities where we live and work at morganstanley.com.